Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back, 23 after the hour. Thank you very much. Jeremy, thanks for hanging out with me. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm very excited about our new friend, Richard Berman, being back on the show. Richard is the president of Berman & Company, the executive director of the Center for Union Facts. We're talking about minimum wage, I should say, the minimum wage increase the president is proposing. By the way, my website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. Please check it out when you get a chance. Rick, thanks again for hanging out with us. Tell us how we can find you online, please.
Well, the two places that you might find of interest after this conversation, one is UnionFacts, FACTS.com, and another website is MinimumWage.com.
All right, so check that out. Rick, the Obamacare was never about health care or health care reform. It was always about power. Acquiring power. Minimum wage increase is not about helping people who they say need to get more money, because it actually hurts them. It's about something else than what it's they actually say it is about. It's about helping unions because many union contracts, the fulcrum upon which they lever, I should say, they're raising increases in pay is based on some factor against the minimum wage, isn't it?
That's right. I mean, they have contracts that are tied to the minimum wage, and so they never put the union employee out as the deserving employee who needs an increase in the minimum wage, because theoretically, well, you got a union, so let them go bargain for a minimum wage. What they do is they put out some picture of a woman who's single, who has children, and she needs the increase in the minimum wage.
Right.
And they use that imagery, even though that is not a typical minimum wage employee.
Yeah.
A typical minimum wage employee is the second or third wage earner in a family where the average family income in the United States is $47,000 a year.
Mm-hmm.
But that's not who they show.
They never say that, because that would defeat their purpose.
Right.
The truth would derail them, wouldn't it?
The truth would derail them. Most people who are poor in America are not poor because the minimum wage is low. They're poor because they don't have a job.
Mm-hmm.
And when you raise the minimum wage, you only make it even more difficult for them to get a job, because many of these people can't even fill out an employment application form. Their literacy skills are so low.
Here's another thing that gets me about the minimum wage increase, by government fiat, basically. Or not basically, but that's exactly how it is. Let's say that your child gets a job at minimum wage, $7.25 right now, Rick, and over the next year works really hard and shows that he or she is worthy of a raise and a promotion, and the boss raises them up to $9 an hour, and your son comes home and says, "Dad, I got to raise up to $9 an hour," and he's so proud of himself because he earned that. And then the next day, Congress passes an increase in minimum wage up to $9 an hour, and the new guy that just was hired comes in, and the boss walks up to your son and says, "Here's a new guy. I want you to train him." And then and your son says, "How much are you making an hour?" He says, $9 an hour. He said, "That's what I'm making, but I earned mine." I mean,
yeah.
Look what that does to morale, Rick.
It does. And, you know, most people who don't know the statistics in this area would be quick to say, "Well, it's the only way that we can raise the minimum wage, raise wages for people." But in fact, two-thirds of the people who start at the minimum wage get an increase in 1 to 12 months after they're on the job.
Yeah.
So if you've got any smarts at all, you get moved along anyway. And the people who don't get a raise are probably really marginal employees, and they're
mm-hmm.
the ones who lose the job when somebody says, "You just got priced out of the job market."
Yeah, that's exactly right. And so what are we going to do, Rick? How do we stop this?
Well, people, first of all, need to understand there are polls out there that show that 80% of the people are in favor of a minimum wage increase. They don't even know what the minimum wage is, but they just think it's a good idea.
Why wouldn't you like that, right?
Yeah, sure. It's a free lunch, and somebody else is going to pay for it, so it's easy to be generous with somebody else's money. But as soon as you introduce one fact to the public in polling, as soon as you introduce the fact that it makes it harder for teens and low-skilled people to get a job, the numbers flip around, and less than half the public is supportive of it.
Yeah.
So all you've got to do is educate the public that this actually is a bar to employment. It doesn't help people with low skills.
That's right.
People with high skills don't need a minimum wage. Look, most of the people in America don't worry about what the minimum wage is. They get paid based on their skill set. So it's irrelevant except for people with low skills
and
who
I'll tell you something else, Rick. It's another assault on American entrepreneurship. It's another assault on startups. This is making it harder and harder for startups to get out of the ground.
Absolutely. And you know, the funny thing is, while you've got all these congressmen and senators talking about the need to give people a living wage, et cetera, all these young people, they shouldn't have to work for nothing. If you go on the website of all these liberal Democrats, you will find that they are offering unpaid internships to students,
and
they won't pay them a dime.
Won't pay them a dime or expenses in most cases. And they're very specific about that. Give us the website again, Rick.
MinimumWage.com or UnionFacts.com.
Rick Berman, ladies and gentlemen. Rick, come back. Keep us posted on this, okay?
Thanks so much, Jim.
Enjoyed having you here. Rick Berman, ladies and gentlemen. He'll be back another day. I'll be back after these messages. We're going to talk about some leadership coming up after the break. 29 after. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with me. I promise. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.